I think a big thing is also, like, in terms of growth, is looking at your life as seasons. There are things that will grow and will flourish in certain seasons of your life and that won't be applicable in others.
Or that you just don't want to put importance on during that time, you know? Like, you can't do everything at once. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Crone, joined here by Bree Tucker.
Why, hello, hello, everybody. How are you today?
We get to dig into something that I find so fascinating. It's your personal values, but they're not like values you were raised with. They're actually
not your grandma's values.
Not your grandma's values. They're actually the things that really matter to you in your life. And when you stop and when you define your values, you can make decision making so much easier. You can actually make your mom guilt a lot lower because you'll know that, hey, that is not something I value. I'm going to say no to that one, and I'm going to make room for this thing that I actually do value over here.
Well, I think it really helps when you're like feeling off about something and you're not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
Or when something keeps popping up that keeps irritating you and you're like, why can't I work past this?
Yeah.
There's probably something under the surface there. And this little trick, this little tactic that we're going to talk about today is going to really help.
Like, why does it piss me off when we go grocery shopping with my husband and he always tries to buy the generic? And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, let's just buy this one. It has a better smell. Like, I don't care if it's the same ingredients. There's something else here. Why does that piss me off?
You.
It's my values. It's something in my values. Yes. It's true.
It is. Like, and the same, like, for me as to, like, when I'm doing stuff with my family, like, why does it have to be certain activities that we do in certain ways? It's because of the fact that I feel like certain things bring in that community and that security for me. And I'm not willing to go out of that realm. Like, it upsets me when I feel like someone is disrespecting something that brings me security.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger one, right? Like, I'm sure in your head, you're like, okay, that registers with a lot of things. When I feel like my security is being disrespected, I get so angry.
But it's
also funny because sometimes it's six steps away from it. You got to work through the process to figure out how I got there.
Yeah, but also, like, when you know your values, you're better able to communicate them. And also in terms of security,
right,
you can then find a way to negotiate how you can get that security while also working with the other person, which is, like,
exactly
huge in communication. It's huge. So this episode is going to be a good one. Please, please, please. If you know a mom in your life that, like, could really use the boost, really is consumed by mom guilt, please share this podcast with them. Share it on your Facebook wall. Share it on Instagram. Share it with anyone who you feel needs to be lifted up, because we want to make this world full of no guilt moms. Women are powerful, and we do not deserve to be pushed down by guilt any longer. So share, share, share. And let's get on with the show.
You want mom life to be easier. That's our goal too. Our mission is to raise more self-sufficient and independent kids, and we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to help you delegate and step back. Each episode, we'll tackle strategies for positive discipline, making our kids more responsible, and making our lives better in the process. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast.
Okay, let's talk about these values, because this was first brought to my attention by the wonderful Rachel Nielsen of the 3 and 30 podcast. And if you have not checked out her podcast, please go check it out. She was
It's fantastic. It is wonderful.
It is fantastic. I've been on it before. Rachel is such a gifted interviewer and so good at packing just value in. And she talked about this topic in our Happy Mom Summit recently. And she got me pretty obsessed with it. Like, we talked about this brand of cards, and they're called the Live Your Values Deck. And it's these cards full of values that you sort out according to, like, what is an important value to you, what doesn't matter to me, and what is, like, the most important. But these values are things like spirituality is a value. Simplicity is a value. Self-expression is a value. So it's not things like, it's funny you say values and immediately I'm like, chastity. Like, how much has the church influenced my definition of values? So much.
Well, you went to how long of Catholic school? Or
it was
school?
A long time. Episcopalian, yeah. First, but Catholic. I was Catholic, yeah. Chastity, virtue.
Yes, right? And I feel like a big part of this is like, if you're sitting here thinking like values aren't an issue for me, like, okay, then I want you to answer these couple of questions. Have you ever felt like things just are always going wrong for you and you don't know why? Like, have you ever said to yourself, well, I should be doing X, Y, Z and I'm not?
You're shooting or on yourself. Are you shooting on yourself?
Quit shooting on yourself, all right? Mm-hmm. Quit shooting on yourself. Quit doing it. Ellie, have you ever been like, I should feel happy about this, but I'm not? Or I should be upset about this, but I'm not? Like, what's wrong with me? These are all things that, like, your values are probably what's causing the issue.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not like a bad thing. Like, your values are never a bad thing. So I want to like rephrase that a little bit. You're not understanding what your values are is causing the issue. Because once you have a full understanding of what they are and what you do like and what you don't like, oh my gosh, the world just opens up. Because how often, Bree, like, I know this has happened to me. Like, people are like, oh yeah, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. Anything.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do anything because once somebody asks, they suggest it, be like, no, that doesn't sound good.
for me, that works with my husband all the time. Or even the worst one that there's so many memes for. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Whatever you want to eat. That's good Chinese. I don't want Chinese.
Exactly.
Maybe tacos. We had tacos. Okay. So you don't want Chinese. You don't want tacos. I'll eat anything. Just not that. And then you go through the list.
Values could really help narrow things down. So like we do an exercise in balance. It's called the values calculator, the value sort. I made a spreadsheet, guys. I love me some spreadsheets where you don't need physical cards. You just get to sort them. And this is what our balance members do when they get to our phase four, which is the big, hairy, audacious goal. Because in order to figure out like what you really want out of life, you have to know what you really appreciate in life. And so I did the value sort, and my top five values, it's recommended top five. And usually I would think it's even three or four.
Oh, wait.
Because I always forget my fifth one.
Oh, wait. No, before you tell your values, let's just name off like a few values and see where they land first.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid that I don't know what your values are off the top of my head. Like I've seen them before, but
yeah,
I don't want to be like jaded when we do this part.
Okay.
So, all right. So here's the deal. Like this spreadsheet that Joanne created, it's really stinking awesome. It's got over 100 different values listed on it. And in it, like, people go through and balance and they say like, oh, this value is, it's supposed to be like quick decision. It's not important. Yes, it matters. Or yes, it's way important to me. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I listed when I wrote this, like the outline for us, like I wrote like five different core values. I just picked five randomly from the list.
Yes.
And I want to say them and have us both answer where they fall for us.
Okay.
On our
list. So we're like, does it matter to me? Matters a little bit to me. Matters a lot to me. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. So the first one is ambition.
I mean, it matters to me. Not a lot. It's not like a driving force, ambition.
So you would say like it matters.
It matters.
It's middle tier.
I want people to have ambition. I get mad at people when they don't have any ambition. So yeah, it matters to me. What about you?
Right. That's actually under a not important to me.
Really?
Like,
Tell me why.
Because I feel like I have been at the right now it's a not important because I feel like I have been at the point where it was important and it took too forward of a seat for me.
Oh.
That it caused me to let some things go that I shouldn't have. It caused me to like suppress other values because I was like, well, my ambition is the most important thing here.
Okay.
So I'm going to just let this other thing go. I'm going to call it disrespect. I'm going to let this disrespect go because it's more important to me to get this ambition done.
Oh.
And also having had people in my life who valued ambition above their relationship with me or their children or other things like that has soured me on the whole ambition thing.
Oh,
so now,
it's kind of like
this juncture in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. This juncture in my life, it's a not important.
I understand that. I totally understand.
Right?
That. Yeah.
So 10 layers below.
Well, I see.
It's an onion. You got to peel.
I see ambition. And when I see ambition, I more see direction. But I haven't had that personal experience with ambition before. I've seen more people, like I can think of one person right now in particular in my life who's my family, who has no ambition to take, like none. And you're like, what are you going to do? Like and people can't take care of you. What are you going to do with like – So, right. I mean, that's why
and you see the stress that it causes other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. So that's one. All right. So what about loyalty?
It matters to me. Yeah, it matters to me. It doesn't. It's not like utmost importance because also I view loyalty as like blind loyalty. And mm-hmm. I don't think blind loyalty is good at all. But I do think that people need to protect their people. They also need to be able to go against their people, like, and challenge their people as well. Like,
question I think things.
That's right? More loyalty. I mean, obviously, let's not skirt around the issue. We are talking about Trumpers here. that's what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry if I call it a Trumper. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That is
totally. You can say cult mindset, maybe.
The cult mindset around it. The cult mindset.
Yeah. And I would agree with you on that. I would say I'm in the same boat. It's yes, it matters, but. Blind loyalty can be very scary. And for me, because of that, I don't feel like it's yes.
Yeah.
Me guides too. My life.
Mm-hmm. It matters.
It's very important, but not, well, I wouldn't say very important. It's important, but not very important. Okay. Here, how about this one? Perseverance.
Very important. It matters a lot to me. It matters a lot. I think all of the big things I've gotten in my life have been because I have not given up. And I really, really, like, I hold that as a big value for myself because it doesn't matter how hard it takes. Like, there's this one quote, actually, it's from an ultra marathoner. And being a marathoner, like, perseverance is a pretty important thing. But it's like, run when you can, walk when you're able, crawl if you must, but never give up. And I think about that every time I get into a hard place. I'm like, yeah, I'm moving pretty slowly right now. I can only do a little bit. That's okay. As long as I don't give up, it's going to be like, I'm going to get there. It's going to happen. So yeah. It's a big one.
That's, I would say it matters to me, but it's definitely not hugely important. I wouldn't say it's not important at all because like we talked about on another episode recently, like things are about the long game. And if you don't have perseverance or you don't value perseverance, then you tend to give up on the long game. Or
yeah.
It can cause you to.
It was all funny. Right, you next know, it was one. A perseverance thing. Uh-huh. So when I worked in Hollywood at Endeavor, there was this agent, Leanne Cornell, and she was Lindsay Lohan's agent. And Lindsay Lohan, it was just around the time that Mean Girls hit. Because Lindsay Lohan was trying to transition from her role as a child actor to more of like a teen adult actor being seen like more, you know, in those roles. And at the holiday party, Leanne got the award for stick-to-itiveness, which is perseverance, because she never gave up on Lindsay. And she got her in that role in Mean Girls and Lindsay just blew up. So, like,
yeah.
I just think of that That's when crazy. I think of perseverance because they called it stick-to-itiveness.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's what I might try to start like shifting that mindset stick-to-itiveness. There. Stick-to-itiveness. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we're going to last one, thrift.
No.
I put this one in on purpose.
It does not matter to me. This is why I get so mad at my husband when he's like picking up the generic because, first of all, let's take ibuprofen, for example. Advil has a different taste than generic ibuprofen. It has like a different like taste and smell in your mouth. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. It tastes better. And so there is a difference. Advil, even though it's the same drug. It's the same drug. It tastes better. The brand name.
Well, and I would say for me, you already know, thriftiness is a huge thing for me.
Yes.
It's huge. I'm like, oh my God, I got this for $1. Look at this koozie I got, Joanne. It has a podcast company we're never going to use, but it's a koozie. It was free.
It for free.
I got you one too. I'm like, exactly. So like, yeah, it's, I think that's just an example of like how you could feel about your values. Like once you find the ones that are important, you could see similarities, we'll narrow them down. So after this break, we're going to share what our five values are. and talk about the process of how we broke those down and then what you can do to figure yours out too.
Hey, all, it is Joanne
and Bree here.
And we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called Understood Explained. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Uturbe, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
And in this latest season of Understood Explained, it covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. We actually just listened to the episode, IEPs, Does My Child Need an IEP? And here is what we loved about it.
I loved that it was so digestible. Like, it was such a short episode. And all of the topics, which could be really confusing to parents, were easily explained.
And I loved how they gave great concrete examples, because you know how much I love me a good example. They explained what kind of services and supports you could actually see on a child's IEP or individual education plan. And they explained those acronyms. That nothing drives me more crazy than when there's acronyms and I don't get it. I don't know what it stands for. They took the time to explain everything in so much detail and to cover concerns that a lot of families have about special ed services.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Hey guys, Bree here. And let me tell you, April is a killer time of the year for me because it is crazy allergy season. I swear, everything that is in bloom looks fantastic and beautiful, but it makes it so I can't breathe. I am literally coughing, sneezing, rubbing my nose. I look like Rudolph half of the spring. It's terrible. But luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies like I do, we live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can finally breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine is the best decongestant available. It relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I absolutely love it. It is the only allergy medicine that works for me. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
Okay, so how can you figure out what your values are? Well, it's best if you have a list of values in front of you that you can sort through. We make it really easy, as we said before, for our Balanced VIP members on our values calculator. But when you sort through them, you could do it from a list. You could do it from the Live Your Values deck, which we'll put a link to in the show notes because it's really, really handy. This is how I did it first. And it's so cool because they also have pictures on the front, like beautiful graphics, and they have like what it means on the back. So I just pulled this value of fun, and it gives you like hints to incorporate more fun in your life. So if fun is a value for you, keep track and reflect on what makes you happy. Begin to see fun and joy as your purpose versus an extravagance, which I think is so cool. Makes me want to go like go through these and like figure out what it has for your thrift. But I want to hear your core values first.
I'm brewing some ideas. I've already got ideas for once we're done recording this episode of what we can do with that deck. So my core values, when I went through and did the list of like just over 100 separated them out, mine ended up being authenticity, mm-hmm. balance, community, security, and excellence.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So like, and it's like when you're going through and you have all these values and you take all the ones that you're like, yes, absolutely. And you try to like sort them together. Like, what are the, which ones are similar? And it's interesting because I might put things, so we were talking before, like security was one I felt like I wanted to explain because I don't know if my security is the same as other people.
Yeah.
So when I put security down for a value, I grouped that with safety, financial stability, and order,
mm-hmm.
because those are the things that bring me security. And those are the things that I think of for security. Like, yeah. It just like people that know me know that Bree does not do well in chaos. Like when things start floating around, I'm like, nope, let's pull it all back together. We need an order. We need a process. Like, cause that's what brings me security. So if I am somewhere or I'm doing something where it feels like there's no order or there's something where I'm feeling insecure in finances or in general safety, my safety is like, we're talking about like that. Nobody's going to come and kill me in my sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that is where my security comes from. And other people might have completely other different things under security.
Yeah. And it's all about like what really you relate to, what gets you, what like gets you fired up. Because you're right, like with security, stability, order, everything like that, like it all goes together. It looks like it goes together. Like I hear excellence in yours and I'm like, that's interesting that you value excellence, but ambition has a totally different mindset for you. And it's,
right, because under – yeah, good.
Well, it's because like you just have a different emotional reaction to ambition based on your life circumstances.
I do. I do. And under excellence, I have success, competence, and collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
Like that is what is excellence for me. And those are core things.
So, I pulled the stability card for you. For your security, because it's stability is to have a life that stays fairly consistent. I don't know if that's your –
yes.
So it says, consider how you ensure stability in your life. Reflect on how you respond to uncertainty or chaos and what principles and practices you use to remain stable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could tell you like everything in my adult life has been driven through that. Like I seek out things that bring in that security. And if I'm asked to do something that makes me feel insecure or makes me feel like I am going to make somebody else insecure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be threatening their security. I lash out and have a very hard time doing it.
I know you do. I know.
I'm all like, you know that, you know, like, and it's weird how it shows up in work for me.
Yeah.
Because I've always had it. So like, this is the first job I've ever had where I wasn't helping other people find security. Like every job I've ever had before was like, my job was to help them find resources and to help support them and disabilities or local areas of programs, finding that stuff, bringing in their stability. Mm-hmm. So I literally met that value by what I did every single day. And while we do it here, it's in a different way. So like,
focused on growth, which it does cause you to take some risks and get into uncomfortable territory.
Yeah.
Which I think like that is something like knowing now that yours is security, like as a leader, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to be really cognizant of this whenever we make changes because I'm like, let's just try it. Let's see what happens. It'll be fine.
And I immediately go like, let's wait a minute.
Well, yeah.
Hold up a second. So, all right. So let's talk about yours. What are your core values?
Adventure is one of mine. Of growth.
I 100% see that.
A creative contribution. I made that one up. I put like a lot of ones together to make up because I like to be a contributor. I like to have significance, but I do it in creative ways. It goes with the risk taking. Mm-hmm. Authenticity is one of mine. I can't stand it if I think other people are being inauthentic or if I come off as inauthentic. And connection is mine too.
Okay, I want to hear what's under your authenticity because we both have it, but I wonder if we have the same values like tied to it. Can you think of like any other values that are tied to it? I'm totally throwing you.
Under authenticity, though, it was stuff like integrity. Integrity is big to me. Standing behind what I say, knowing that there's like logic and stuff behind what I say. Researching things. For example, under terms of authenticity, there are certain Instagrammers in social media that I get very, very mad at because they like, especially when it comes to kids and food. This is a big trigger for me. When they are like cherry picking science and like research and saying like, oh, like gluten causes this in kids. I'd be like, hold up now. Like I hear those things and I'm like, let's go find where that comes from because it usually comes from something. And it's like cherry picked is like a possible effect where they are making it apply to every single person. And that gets me because I feel that that's not being authentic or like it shows like no integrity. So yeah, that's one of the things. But I pulled growth card for me.
Oh, but yeah.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Well, no. I was going to say like, my authenticity has respect, trust, uniqueness, and freedom under it. So That's what builds my authenticity.
Trust. Trust is a big one. Yeah.
Right. Trust. And because like of security. That's the thing you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did wonder if trust should go under security, but I felt like it went under authenticity in this case instead. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
It does go under.
All right. Yeah. So you have growth. Tell me about growth.
Growth is about to develop and change continually. And it says, it's actually a great one for me. Resist the urge to think of yourself as smart or not smart or good or not good at something. Instead, notice the hard work and effort you put toward improving yourself. That's a big one for me. Because
I think a big thing is like also like in terms of growth is like looking at your life as seasons. Mm-hmm. Kind of like just like some things there are things that will grow and will flourish in certain seasons of your life and that won't be applicable in others.
Or that you just don't want to put importance on during that time, you know? Like you can't do everything at once. And
true.
When we try to do everything at once, like that's one of like the biggest ahas women who come into balance program have is at first they feel really overwhelmed when they see everything that we have planned for them. And then they realize they're like, wait a minute, I don't have to do this all at once. Like I can just take a little piece of this every single day. I can progress bit by bit and I'm going to go a lot farther than if I try to do it all at once.
Right. You have to recognize that you need that stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness. Yep. Stick-to-itiveness.
And do it at a pace for sure.
Yeah. And run if you can, walk if you're able, crawl if you must. Never give up.
Yes. You will find your way there. Yeah. So, all right. So now that you know what our values are, now we're going to talk about what you can do once you have figured out what your values are and how that can help make a change for the better for every day.
Yes.
Right after this.
You have probably heard me talk about my dog, Addie, before, and when we first got her, we didn't know that she was a counter surfer. Now, counter surfing animals are the ones who jump on counters, especially kitchen counters, when you're not looking and take stuff off of them. Well, in this instance, Addie had jumped onto the kitchen counter and eaten an entire bottle of my other dog's pain medication. You can imagine the freak out that ensued from me. So imagine this. You're at the vet's office again. Knowing that vet care costs continue to rise, you're anxiously waiting to hear how expensive the bill will be. But if you had pet insurance, your pet could be covered for accidents or illnesses. That's why you should check out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance.
The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. They allow you to customize the plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are.
The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account.
To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/no-guilt. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/no-guilt. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/no-guilt.
This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
So we hope that our discussion has really keyed you into maybe you share some similar values to us and you were able to pinpoint exactly like what values you might identify with. Because once you identify your values, you can really figure out your triggers a whole lot better. I mean, Bree, this has helped me immensely. In fact, there is a certain situation happening where someone in our life wants to quit something and they are blaming everybody else for them wanting to quit, saying like, oh, it's this fault. Oh, it's because you did this. Oh, it's because you did that. And it has triggered me inside. Well, and the reason it's
– No, go ahead. The reason I was going to say, because we talked about why we think it's happening. So go on.
Oh, yeah. And the reason it's triggered me is because I have this high value of growth. Like, I believe that change, like, it's hard, it's uncomfortable. And so when I see this person wanting to quit, they're really not embracing the uncomfortableness that comes with change and growth, as well as, like, not sticking to something. Like, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, it lands high for me, even though it's not a most valued thing. And you don't progress by giving up. And it's in my values.
Well, and I feel like this person, like something is happening in their life that is causing them to feel they're losing some of their values and they're looking for, you know, what's making it go away. And I think unfortunately they're looking for external reasons rather than coming back to themselves and being like, okay, why am I so upset? Because again, it comes back to why am I so upset about this? And we talk about this a lot in balance and just in general, no guilt mom, like figuring out the why behind things is so huge. It's immense. Mm-hmm. And it's funny when you talk about change, because immediately my head popped up with this meme I tagged a lot when I was going through my divorce of like, divorce is like throwing up. Nobody wants to do it, but you feel so much better once it's done. And it's like, and I think that's the uncomfortableness and change. Like it, you feel like you're going to throw up. Nobody wants to throw up. But once you go through that and you move through the scary part, it does get better. And that is why having people around you that can help support you makes it a lot less scary. Like there are people there to help catch you when you stumble, because you're going to stumble because it's new and it's scary, but there are people there to help support you in that. And when you start cutting everybody out, because it has to be everybody else's, there has to be all these external reasons it's not working rather than figuring out why you're really upset in the first place. It's really, really rough. So
it is rough. Yeah. You keep looking and looking for your answer and you never find it because it's been in you all along.
Oh, it's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You could always go home. You always had the opportunity or whatever.
But it's true. Like usually like it is, the answer is in you. And it's funny being an entrepreneur, there's so much mindset junk that goes along with like a career like this.
Yeah.
I think there's so much mindset junk that goes along with any career, but like a lot of success is tied to how you think about things and how you think through things and how willing you are to get rejected and to fail, because there's a lot of rejection that comes with like owning a business. There's a lot of things that you try and they don't work.
Yeah.
And just because they don't work one time, it doesn't mean that they won't work later on. Sometimes I've learned it's just like a little nuance, or it's something in me that I like didn't need. I didn't go the extra step to make that thing work. And so that's why this inner work of determining your values and figuring stuff out is so important. It's so important.
It is. It is. So like, again, like once you can figure out what your core values are, like then you can like really start looking back at those things that are bugging the crap out of you and being like, all right, why am I so upset about this? Why does this keep popping up? So like an example we had, like you and I were talking about this the other day, you were saying like how something came up for volunteering at your kid's school. And you're like, why do I like feel like such crap for not doing this? And it's because like first of all, those shoulds, those damn shoulds were popping in there, right? And then like just it's when you look back at your core values, it's just not something that fell under your core values for you. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like the shoulds of like volunteerism. It's not really like I get it's good. It matters. Volunteering matters to me. It is not a high value. Like I value growth and connection over volunteerism.
Right.
So like if somebody needs like papers copied and like you're spending 2 hours alone in the copy room, no way. That goes directly against my connection.
Yeah.
I don't get connected to a copy machine. Forget that. That is not how I want to volunteer.
Right.
So then you can see like other ways you can volunteer. Mm-hmm. But if solitude is one of your values, man, volunteering and copying papers, that is a perfect job.
Exactly. Exactly. But like it's important to understand like why that is what's causing an issue with you. So like with me too, like my example I put on for this was like, I should feel happy about going on this family vacation, but I don't. And maybe that's because adventure and traveling isn't your thing. Maybe like in my, like, so for my case, my husband keeps trying to plan us this little getaway in like June. And I am really like everything he has brought up, I have shot down. And I haven't really shared why. So I guess after we're done recording this, I'm going to have to go upstairs and talk to him about why. But it's because like I have a value of security right now, financial security, and I don't feel safe planning a vacation right now. Like we've got a kid that's going off to college next year. So we've got to start like saving up for that. Band is around the corner. And let me tell you guys, if you have a kid in marching band, start your second mortgage because it just is crazy. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Especially in Chandler, Arizona. It's crazy. So, but I mean, like we have all those things coming up around the corner. And so my security is being threatened right now. And that value is being threatened by even talking about this whole vacation thing. So, but if I would have that open conversation, then we could figure out a way to meet his value of wanting to have quality time together and adventure and my core value of like feeling secure and how we can make that happen because we can, but we're never going to get anywhere if we don't do that. So like that's a big thing right there. So
that's a big, big thing. That's like, it goes back to also how we teach parenting here at No Guilt Mom, where it's trying to figure out what your kids need and then knowing what you need and knowing what you value, because it's only then that you can come to some really creative solutions about how both needs can get met.
Yep.
So this work that you do on yourself is so important, so important. And it helps you really stay grounded for the long term and helps you keep your calm and keep your cool and your patience.
So if you've heard this like episode and it gave you a heck of a lot of ahas, then there are two things that we need you to do. First thing we need you to do is click on the link in our show notes on joining Balance because it is life-changing. We will walk you through this whole process. It is amazing. The second thing is
– we have a free trial for you, by the way, too, so you can try it out.
Yes.
So go and get that. Plus a lot of like our products for kids come free with that free trial. It's like an unbelievable deal.
It is fantastic. It is amazing. So I want you to do that. And then the second thing is share this with somebody in your life because if it gave you ahas, there is a good chance that there are a few people in your life that is going to give ahas to as well that are going to be like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. Holy crap. This is like
– absolutely.
This is like that special ingredient that my guacamole has been missing. I had no idea it needed garlic. I don't know. Can you tell it's lunchtime? It's lunchtime as we're recording this, people.
It is lunchtime. Very I'm hungry. Actually getting the texts. I'm getting the texts from my husband because we have our lunch date today. And he's like, lunch? And I'm like, ooh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
So if you're listening to this around lunchtime, we hope you have a good meal.
Yes.
And remember, the best mom is a happy mom. Take care of you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.